At a legislative hearing in Chicago, representatives of ADM told lawmakers they wanted incentives worth $1.2 million a year for up to 20 years. In return, the company would keep its headquarters in Illinois, likely in Chicago. One lawmaker says it's essentially blackmailing the state. Others, like Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat whose district includes Decatur, acknowledge they want to keep ADM in Illinois. However,
we can't do that in one community at the expense of another, and I think that has to be part of the discussion as well.
Menar points out while unemployment in Illinois is at 9%, Decatur's jobless rate is at 12%.
And for a generation has had a much higher unemployment rate than the state average. That cannot be conveniently ignored by the legislature.
The tax breaks for ADM, plus incentives for OfficeMax and other companies, could be debated at the General Assembly's veto session later this month. I'm Brian Mackey.